Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Pathfinder by Orson Scott Card, performed by Stefan Rudnicki with Kirby Hayborn, Don Leslie, Christopher Tabori, and Scott Brick. Acknowledgements read by Orson Scott Card. Chapter 1. If a Tree Falls.
Saving the human race is a frantic business, or a tedious one. It all depends on what stage of the process you're taking part in.
Rig and Father usually set the traps together, because it was Rig who had the knack of seeing the paths that the animals they wanted were still using. Father was blind to it. He could never see the thin, shimmering trails in the air that marked the passage of living creatures through the world. But to Rig, it was, and always had been, part of what his eyes could see without any effort at all. The newer the path, the bluer the shimmer. Older ones were green, yellow. The truly ancient ones tended toward red. As a toddler, Rig had quickly learned what the shimmering meant because he could see everyone leaving trails behind them as they went. Besides the color, there was a sort of signature to each one. And over the years, Rig became adept at recognizing them. He could tell at a glance the difference between a human and an animal, or between the different species. And if he looked closely, he could sort out the tracks so clearly that he could follow the path of a single person or an individual beast. Once, when Father first started taking him out trapping, Rig had made the mistake of following a greenish trail.